Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. More than a dozen dead in a mass shooting in Australia. We have the story.
A man has died after a crash in South Wichita. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm Rodney Price. A Wichita man was sentenced to more than 4 years in prison and owes over $320,000 in restitution to the city of Wichita. We'll tell you why coming up.
Los Angeles police say a death investigation is underway at a home owned by actor and director Rob Reiner.
Two bodies were found at the home of Rob Reiner and his wife, Michelle Singer Reiner, by L.A. fire officials responding to a medical aid request on Sunday afternoon. LAPD Deputy Chief Alan Hamilton stopped short of identifying the bodies, but said they are not seeking a suspect.
So if there are any inquiries regarding the identity of the individuals that are deceased inside of the residence, that information will come from the L.A. County Coroner's Office.
Reiner, who rose to fame in the 1970s in the sitcom All in the Family, has directed some of the biggest films of the 80s and 90s, including The Princess Bride, When Harry Met Sally, and A Few Good Men. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
At least 15 people are dead after a shooting at a Hanukkah celebration at Bondi Beach in Sydney, Australia. Fox's Stephanie Bennett is in London with more about the suspect.
They say they are a father and son. The 50-year-old father once shot and killed by police. The 24-year-old son is in critical but stable condition, they say. Now, police say the father held a firearms license for several years, owning around six weapons. Police say all six were found at the scene. Police have launched Operation Shelter, deploying more than 300 officers to prevent and respond and make the community feel safer, they say. The Australian Prime Minister was asked if the government had failed the Jewish community.
We stand with them. We stand against anti-Semitism. We will do whatever is necessary to stamp it out.
Police say several improvised explosive devices were also found in one of the suspect's cars.
38 people are hospitalized. A bystander wrestled a gun away from one of the shooters.
Police say a man was killed when he was ejected from his vehicle in a crash on I-235 in South Wichita Saturday night. A Highway Patrol trooper and a Sedgwick County Sheriff's deputy were in the area of I-235 in Meridian when they observed a maroon Dodge Caravan traveling at a high rate of speed and driving recklessly. The Caravan subsequently collided with a Volkswagen Passat in the 3800 block of South Meridian. As a result of the collision, the Passat left the roadway and overturned. The Dodge Caravan also overturned. The victim's name has not been released.
A Wichita man sentenced to more than 4 years in prison and owes more than $300,000 in restitution to the city of Wichita.
This comes after he stole and damaged a historic cannon from Central Riverside Park back in April. Gordon L. Pierce III told police he committed the crime to pay off a drug debt after he was robbed of $20,000 worth of methamphetamine. An affidavit said Pierce used his vehicle to get the cannon off its granite pedestal, then dragged it behind his vehicle to a friend's house. He spent several hours cutting it up. The cannon was cast in Spain in 1794 and was captured in Cuba during the Spanish-American War in 1898. The United States presented the cannon to Kansas Governor W.E. Stanley, who then presented it to the city of Wichita in 1900. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
The Wichita City Council will hold a second reading at Tuesday's meeting on an ordinance passed last week.
A special election was approved for next March on a proposed 1% city sales tax increase. The council will discuss plans to redesign Douglas Avenue east of downtown from Washington to Grove. An operating agreement with Botanica is also on the agenda, along with next year's proposed outsourced pavement preservation and dirt street paving programs. They'll also look over updated plans for the First Street Bridge over the Arkansas River near Exploration Place. Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
A person of interest was taken into custody for the mass shooting at Brown University on Saturday, but then officials announcing last night they have released that person of interest from custody. Providence Police Chief Colonel Oscar Perez explains what led to that person's release.
We did a thorough investigation, examined, ended up drafting some search warrants, came up with some evidence, but that evidence was examined, and we didn't have enough, obviously, to be able to prosecute anybody, and so the person was released.
That shooting leaves two people dead, nine others injured, and any remaining classes on campus have been canceled.
KNSS News Time now, 8:05, 5 minutes past 8 o'clock.
We'll be taking a look at the Kansas City Chiefs yesterday having some problems, as they have had all season, and a huge problem going forward, too. We'll talk about all that coming up in sports.
Two people injured in a shooting early Sunday in northeast Wichita. That story and more coming up on the KNSS Morning News. KNSS News Time now, 8:09, 9 minutes past 8 o'clock. Police are investigating after two people were injured in a shooting early Sunday in the 1500 block of North Erie in northeast Wichita. Officers were called to a reported disturbance involving a weapon. Two victims, a 20-year-old woman and a 26-year-old man, arrived at a hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. No suspect information is available.
An early morning fire in Park City sending one person to the hospital. That blaze breaking out shortly before 6 in the morning yesterday in the 6700 block of North Longmont. One person hospitalized for treatment for burns and smoke inhalation.
One of the men on President Trump's short list to be the next Federal Reserve chair hints on how he would work with the White House in that role.
One of the two men President Trump would like to see replace Fed Chair Jerome Powell is his National Economic Council Director Kevin Hassett. The president also said he would like his opinions to matter in the future when it comes to Federal Reserve decisions. On CBS Face the Nation, Hassett said he would weigh those opinions carefully.
I think he has very strong and well-founded views about what we ought to do. But in the end, the job of the Fed is to be independent and to work with the group of people that are on the Board of Governors.
The president is also considering Kevin Warsh, a former member of the Board of Governors and current economics lecturer at Stanford, to be the next Fed chair. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
The Christmas season hasn't been quite so merry for American shoppers.
You've probably noticed it. Almost everything costs more this holiday shopping season, from groceries to electricity to especially the items on your holiday gift list. And you're not alone. That's what roughly half of Americans told a survey by the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research. Many say they're dipping into savings, scouring for bargains, delaying purchases, and using credit cards a lot more than they have in years past. The White House disagrees, President Trump insisting there is no inflation and that the U.S. economy is booming. 68% of respondents to the survey, however, continue to say that the U.S. economy is poor. That's unchanged from last December. Daria Albinger, Fox News.
KNSS News Time, now 8:11, 11 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Right now in traffic, southbound on I-135, we have an incident in traffic, and it's really slowing things down. Again, this is southbound I-135, right about 13th Street, and that backup goes all the way past 21st Street, so expect to slow down there.
Wow.
Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS and the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jed Chambers.
And now the forecast with Storm Team 12 meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Sunny, breezy, and milder today. South winds 15 to 25 and gusty. High temperature 48, which is pretty close to normal. A few clouds, south winds 5 to 10, 29 tonight. Mostly sunny and even milder on Tuesday. High temperature 54, mostly sunny and highs near 60 on Wednesday. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Now a few clouds, south wind at 13 miles per hour. 22 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. 8:12 here on a Monday morning, December 15th. I'd like to say thank you again to all the folks who came out to my retirement celebration on Friday night at the Courtyard by Marriott. I suppose we had probably 100, 150 people there. And by the way, that if you've never been in that little hotel down in Old Town, it's very nice. And room where we did a radio show and so forth is excellent. So, and thanks to those folks down there at the hotel who made us feel so welcome. And I heard from a lot of people. One person I didn't hear from was Derek Purcell. Good morning, Derek.
Good morning, Steve.
I heard that you wanted to be there, but you couldn't be there, and you had something you want to share with us. I know you're a big Steve and Ted fan. Did you have something you wanted to share?
Yeah. No, I was going to tell you. I've been a police officer for 20 years, and literally your show was the thing I either drove home to or drove to work listening to. And as much as everybody wants to have an impactful life, to at least me and a lot of the other officers I worked with, your voice, wit, and humor were one of those things that just made Wichita feel like home. And I wanted to tell you congratulations, and you definitely made Wichita what it was for me.
Oh, thank you for those kind words. Of course, you're one of my – I'm a big fan of yours, too. And your wonderful wife, Sarah's having a birthday today, right?
Yep, she is now older than me again.
And, of course, it is personal because your daughter, Natalie, and my twin granddaughters are pretty close friends, and they were cheerleaders together. And I hope Natalie's doing well. I think I've heard she's doing pretty well right now.
Yep, at K-State, living her best.
All right. Well, listen, we appreciate your service and those great comments, Derek. And, thank you, sir.
Very appreciate. Thank you, and I'm going to miss not hearing you on the radio.
All right. Thank you, Derek. Derek Purcell, former police officer. I don't know if he's still with the – I don't even know if he's still with the force. I think he is. 8:14 now, Stephen Ted of the Morning here on KNSS. And let's see here. What else have I got?
Well, let's talk more about the Friday.
Okay.
You said 2 hours ago we were going to talk about it, and we really haven't.
Haven't we not? Okay. Well, it was a retirement, sort of a celebration. I'm going to retire at the end of the year. And so we've got another 2 weeks of doing the radio show. But in the meantime, we wanted to just have a chance for some of our listeners to be a part of remembering things. Mm-hmm. All the guests. I can't even remember all the guests. Can you remember some?
Well, I was going to say we had a lot of special proclamations that were read. And U.S. Senator Jerry Moran sent something to you, as well as Congressman Ron Estes, Governor Laura Kelly from the state of Kansas, Larry Hatterberg, longtime reporter over at KAKE, Chance Hayes from the National Weather Service,
yeah, Chance,
the mayor of Derby, the mayor of Andover, Chris Frank, longtime reporter for many years over at Channel 10,
right.
Annette Lawless, who is now on KWIC, Rodney Price, our co-worker who does TV and radio, and
absolutely,
he works here and helps us out, sent something in. Molly McMillan from the SPJ board sent a nice message to us. And, of course, then the people we had on the air, including Barry Gaston and Larry Wagner and former co-workers of yours. So we had quite the contingent, and we had a lot of official letters and proclamations that were read on Friday.
And then during the radio show, as we got toward the end of it, I said, well, let's bring St. Shelley up here and put her on. Did she even manage to say a word, my wife?
A little bit.
Yeah. Basically, she broke down and started crying. So anyway,
And we had a beautiful floral arrangement that was brought by Bloomerang Floral and Gifts in Kichai. Scott Noah brought that over and kind of livened up the proceedings. So that was very nice of Bloomerang to do that. So we thank them. And a listener came in and gave us each a homemade pie, which I kind of I talked to him before the show, and I didn't know who he was. So I kind of didn't pay him proper homage, so I kind of want to do that now. His name is Aaron, and he made a pie for Jad, a pie for you, and a pie for me. And in the card he left with us, he says, I appreciate what you do on the air. I've been a semi driver for 13 and a half years, delivering water and pop, and I've loved your show. And he says, I hope you enjoy the well-deserved pie that my kid's grandma made.
So
these are homemade pies from his kid's grandma. And he said to have a blessed new year, and Aaron is his name. So I do want to thank Aaron. I don't think I gave him proper due on Friday, but thank you to Aaron for the homemade pies.
Wow.
And that was very nice.
I took home the apple, which I'm not a big fan of apple pies.
It looked delicious.
But this thing is terrific. I mean, it's just an outstanding pie.
And Jad is now munching on some pie.
Yeah, I've got a piece of the strawberry pie that he brought for me. And I got to say, it's just the way I like it. It's a lot of strawberries.
It's a lot of strawberries.
Slightly sweetened with a crust. There's really not much to it, but wow, that's exactly how you do that.
So we want to thank Aaron for that nice gift.
Aaron, that crust was outstanding.
The crust, you can tell it's homemade immediately. You take one bite and you're like, that is not a store-bought. That is really homemade.
I had a guy come up to me and he looked at me and he said, I don't suppose you remember me, but we went to junior high school together. Dennis Reimer came up to me and we weren't close buddies or anything, but we had several classes together and immediately, I remember you, absolutely. So I had a couple of cousins there.
You had a big Macintosh contingent there.
A couple of grandkids. In fact, six of them.
Some of our former coworkers were there. Patrick Murphy was there. Steve Boyer was there. We saw a lot of old faces from the past.
Patrick Murphy, as we called him, the Jolly Green Jazz Giant.
And Ryan Terry, who briefly was our producer for a few months on this show, showed up.
Did you mention Bradley?
Brad Horning, our former promotions guy, was there. So we saw a lot of familiar faces, and it was pretty cool to have them all show up.
Thank you all.
Talking about the phone calls, you did get a good phone call from our former general manager, Jackie Wise called in.
Yeah. So there you go. It was great.
Local actor Dan E. Campbell showed up. Yeah. My sister was there.
Just about everybody was there.
The rich and the famous were all there on Friday.
There you go. Well, listen, I appreciate what the station's done in that recognition. After they were saying all these nice things about me, I began to wonder, are they really talking about me or somebody else? So, thank you. Thank you, everybody.
Yeah, it was a very nice day, and thank you to everyone who came and was part of it.
Thank you, Ted, for being the MC and putting the whole thing together on the air side, the talent side. Of course, Jad was helping, and Tony Ducing was helping. So
we had our Marconi Award prominently displayed right there on the table with us. Good to see that.
You know what? You know what I always say? If we don't toot our horn, nobody else is going to.
That's true. And Channel 12 showed up, like you mentioned earlier. Kaywitch showed up and did a nice piece on
you.
Did a
very nice piece. Thank you, guys. All right. So it's coming up on 8:20, Stephen Taylor in the Morning here on KNSS. And time for sports again this morning with Ted Woodward.
Yeah, I don't have a lot of great things to mention about the Kansas City Chiefs game yesterday, losing to the Chargers 16-13. And late in the game, Chiefs had something happen that is going to affect a lot of things going forward. Of course, Mitch Holtis had the call right here on KNSS.
Chiefs will be under center on first down with Kareem Hunt behind Mahomes. They fake to him. Mahomes off play action. Moving to the right, he'll throw it late. A flag thrown on the play, and it's incomplete. Mahomes is hurt. Mahomes is grabbing his leg. He's hurt. Mahomes taking a shot at the end of that play and is grabbing his leg.
Offense number 72, 10-yard penalty, first down.
And Chu Kuebuka Godric called for the hold. So this is going to be first and 20.
Kansas City has charged a timeout for the injury inside 2 minutes. Their first of the half.
Well,
not too serious.
Gardner Minshew is going to have to get ready to go and try to win this game at 1:53 to go in the game, and the Chiefs with first and 20 at their own 44-yard line. And the Chiefs, three-time Super Bowl MVP, two-time NFL MVP, six-time Pro Bowler, two-time All-Pro, 17 playoff wins, is down and injured and appears seriously right in front of the Chiefs bench. He is up now on his backside, but he's in a lot of pain as we view it through our binoculars.
Yep.
So the Chiefs down 16-13, and now their quarterback, Patrick Mahomes, is limping.
Yeah, Mahomes is done for the year. He's got a torn ACL in his left knee. So best case scenario, if everything goes perfect, 6 months is about the shortest time, so maybe next summer. Bad case scenario, sometimes it takes guys about 11 months to come back from this, which would mean Halloween or Thanksgiving next year. So,
well, I'll tell you,
see how it happens.
Football is very much a team sport. I understand that. But this young man, he's been the franchise for about, what, 5 years?
Yes.
6 years?
Longer than that.
Yeah, he's the guy.
9 years, yeah. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Sure fun to watch him.
Chargers beat the Chiefs 16-13, which is why I thought it was kind of not good form for Travis Kelce last night. He refused to speak to the media. I'm like, well, Patrick Mahomes is in there with a torn ACL. You're the leader of this team now as the elder statesman. You need to talk to the media. Instead, he's thanks.
Travis has gotten a little full of himself.
Yeah, I wasn't very pleased with how he handled that. Anyway, the Chiefs lose, fall to 6-8, eliminated from the playoffs, and no Patrick Mahomes now for the next foreseeable future.
Mm.
Not good. After the game, here's comments from Chiefs head coach Andy Reid.
Our fans, we appreciate them showing up in the cold here and supporting us, best fans in the National Football League. So, but with that, we've got to do better. You know, get opportunities in the red zone, more field position. You got to take advantage of that. If it's special teams, we've got to create field position. And then defensively, we've got to maintain it. And so in those cases, we weren't quite good enough in all three phases. And again, that's my responsibility to make sure that you don't have these kind of mistakes. And so I'll look in the mirror first on this.
Well, it's kind of the same thing we've been hearing every week now.
Yeah.
Three games left, but no playoffs this year for the Chiefs for the first time in 11 years.
Wow.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that is Sports with Steve and Ted. Sports is brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company, where groups gather for holiday fun. Bring the whole family and your out-of-town visitors to WBC for a taste of pizza and beer made here. East, near Central and Woodlawn, West, 13th and Tyler, and in historic Delano at Handley Street. Wichita Brewing Company, that's where groups gather for the holiday season.
Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Legal questions about a congresswoman. That's on the way with Steve and Ted in the Morning here on KNSS.
Let me talk to you about Legacy Box. It's what Better Homes and Gardens called the most sentimental gift to make this.
This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh. Ted Woodward here on this Monday morning. Legendary Hollywood filmmaker and actor Rob Reiner and his wife Michelle have been found dead in their Los Angeles home. Apparently, the victims of stabbing. Authorities are investigating the incident as an apparent homicide after police and firefighters were called to the couple's home Sunday afternoon.
A man has died after a shooting near Dodge City.
Just before 5:50 Saturday night, Ford County deputies, Dodge City police officers, and Ford County EMS were dispatched to a home north of Dodge City for a report of a person shot. Sheriff Bill Carr says when officers arrived, they found a man dead in an interior room. The other occupants of the home were taken in for questioning. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
No names have been released.
A teenager died Saturday morning in a single vehicle rollover crash in Cherokee County in southeast Kansas. The Highway Patrol says 19-year-old Meredith Wagner of Columbus, Kansas, was driving west on U.S. 400 east of Baxter Springs when her vehicle left the road. She overcorrected, drove her car off the other side of the road. The vehicle overturned, and she was ejected. Wagner died at the scene.
Back in January of this year, Kansas Secretary of State Scott Schwab announced he was seeking the Republican nomination for Kansas governor in 2026. Schwab was asked what he would do in his first 100 days in office if he wins the election.
I tell every agency, you either modernize, reduce spending, or both.
If you're going to increase spending, it better be to modernize your agency so you can spend less going forward. The next generation cannot afford the current state government.
Schwab was a guest last evening on the John Whitmer Show here on KNSS.
New York police are increasing security as Hanukkah celebrations begin, as more is learned about the terror attack in Australia that killed at least 15 people.
Tragedy during a Hanukkah event at Sydney, Australia's Bondi Beach is resonating in cities around the world. In New York City, NYPD Commissioner Jessica Tisch said even as no known city threats exist, security will be stepped up.
Around Hanukkah-related events, menorah lightings, and Jewish houses of worship across all five boroughs.
Tisch said the increased presence will range from uniformed patrols to bomb squad teams if warranted. In addition, she said security will increase around the city's college campuses. In the wake of the deadly shooting Saturday at...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Brown University in Rhode Island, Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Fellow business owners, are you tired of flickering lights, power surges, and electric? Stephen, 10 in the morning, 8:50 here on a Monday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Chiefs eliminated from the playoffs after a 16-13 loss to the Chargers. Mahomes out for the season, torn ACL in left knee.
Two.
15 people dead, 38 wounded after a mass shooting at a beach in Australia.
One.
Actor-director Rob Reiner and wife Michelle found dead in their California home, apparently stabbed by a relative. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
traffic right now in the Wichita area, things are looking pretty good. Traffic volumes are fairly light, and the only really heavy traffic I'm seeing is in the road construction. Right now, that very narrow ramp from northbound I-235 over to eastbound K-96. Traffic update, 98.7 at 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
Sunny and much warmer today with a high of 47 degrees after yesterday's high of 29. Mostly clear tonight, overnight low 29, and then Tuesday, mostly sunny and warmer with a high of 53 degrees. It's sunny, but it isn't warming up just yet. Got a south wind at 14 miles per hour and 22 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Here on a Monday morning, the Dow Jones average up by more than 52 points. The S&P is trading ahead by a fraction of a point, and the NASDAQ is up by almost 24 points. Town West developer wants more incentives. Time for the Wichita Business Journal update now with editor Kirk Seminoff. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, Steve. The developer turning Town West Square into a business park is going to the city council on Tuesday to ask for more incentives. PREP Funds is the developer and is asking for a tax increment financing district. If approved, the TIF would reimburse the developer up to $13 million in eligible costs for the conversion of the former mall into Wichita Business Park. A TIF district is an economic development tool that funds redevelopment costs in blighted areas through the incremental increase in property taxes that occurs over time because of the investment. Wichita pharmaceutical manufacturer Fagron Sterile Services will also ask the city council for incentives on Tuesday. This time it's a sales tax exemption on construction materials and a five-year property tax exemption for its renovation of a city-owned building that will be leased by the company. Fagron makes and sells medications to healthcare providers and will make the request through $39 million in industrial revenue bonds to update the building at 8835 East 34th Street North. That's halfway between Rock and Webb. And two Wichita hospitals have been named to Forbes magazine's list of top hospitals nationally. That's a list of only 253 across the nation, and Wichita's Wesley Medical Center and Via Christi St. Teresa both made it with five-star ratings. Forbes used data from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services to evaluate based on clinical patient outcomes such as rates of mortality, survival, infection, and readmissions. Six other hospitals in Kansas made the highest tier, including those in McPherson, Pratt, and Lawrence. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Kirk Seminoff.
Occasion to drive by Town West quite a bit, actually. Shelley and I, and it, you know, it's obviously there's something's going on there that's a lot less than retail. I mean, the buildings are painted differently and so forth. How full is that that facility? Do you know how many people they have in there?
Not very many yet. I believe they have some small customers, you know, as far as taking up space. But then, the one we wrote about last week, Protect, is the first big tenant that I believe was about.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget.
at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
40,000 square feet, and that's not a huge amount, but it's the first of any real size. It won't look very exciting. New business park will never look very exciting out there. It's going to be a lot of parking, a lot empty, and you know things like that, but at least it's getting some use.
Is a Wiener Schnitzel still there?
Only the napkins and paper plates that didn't get used over the years.
Okay. What about those little snails? I like them.
You know, when you think about people, well-known people from our generation in Wichita have gone on to things in showbiz. Kirstie Alley, Cindy Sykes.
Mm-hmm.
How about Don Johnson?
Another Wichita guy.
That guy parlayed some good looks and a pretty nice voice and a pretty good career. He's 76 today. It's his birthday.
76.
And, of course, he was in Miami Vice and Nash Bridges. And obviously, Kirk, you know about Don Johnson. Where did he go to school? Where did he graduate?
He's a big South High Titan, if I'm not mistaken.
You nailed it.
Nailed
you got it.
Ding, ding.
Yeah. Did you know him growing up? Because he's my age.
No, yeah. Did not.
Did you know anybody famous when you were growing up?
I actually knew Cindy Sykes.
There you go.
Not knew, but I was not the same age, but I knew her because she dated my brother for a little bit.
Oh,
and who else famous?
Well, my understanding is that Cindy had a huge crush on you. So,
well, yeah.
All right. Thank you, sir. We'll check with you tomorrow morning. Coming up, the Glenn Beck program, state-sanctioned suicide in Illinois. They're going to talk about that. And our news at the top of the hour, 15 dead in a mass shooting in Australia. If you missed any of today's show or just want to listen again, check out the free Odyssey app. Steve and Ted in the morning, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS Wichita.
Wichita Brewing Company is now featuring its Christmas cocktail menu.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.